This is a dictation for continuing dictation for Eddie Wheeler, E-D-D-I-E-W-H-E-E-L-E-R. Date of birth 6/17/74. Date of service 10/27/2025. The patient is a victim of an automobile accident that happened in 2019 on 4/12/2019. Patient reports that he was run over by a car for almost 300 yards. He saw Dr. Shukar, S-H-U-K-R, whose office got closed in Royal Oak, and he moved out. Then he was seeing Dr. Bazi in the meantime at Dearborn, but it is seemingly too far of a distance, and patient has a hard time making to the office due to transportation problems. He has a recent MRI of lumbar spine at Basha Diagnostics on 5/7/2025. He has had a cervical spine fusion done recently, and in 2024 by Dr. Fahim, F-A-H-E-E-M. From Providence Hospital. And the cervical spine fusion is doing very well. He's also required to have lumbar spine fusion, which is on hold as he is a 345-pound gentleman, used to be 370. He has been asked to lose at least 50 pounds before the surgery for the lumbar spine can be done to keep it stable. And hence is the weight. His chief complaints are as follows. He's complaining of headaches, which are mostly the front of the head, tibia, 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they are almost off and on, not sensitive to light or noise. And there is no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Patient has loss of balance, loss of memory, and erectile dysfunction, fearful of the events. And other than that, there is no nausea, vomiting, seizures, aura, no dizziness, vertigo, no loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear. He denies loss of equilibrium or seizures. He denies any orientation problem like confusion, disorientation, or lack of focus, lack of concentration. No blood vision, spots in the vision, or loss of vision. No taste problem, smell problem, PNJ problem. And in addition, patient has complaints of pain in the lower back, mostly to the tune of 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. And it is radiating to the left lower leg. He has a pain in the L1 to L5. He does not have muscle weakness or bladder bowel incontinence. Numbness and tingling of the left leg is reported all the way to the ankle and foot. The pain is constant. He does have occasional radiation of numbness in the left arm laterally, not involving any fingers, but it is not too often. It was similar before the surgery, but some of it has remained. Currently, these pains are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, punishing, cruel, aching. And the pain intensity is 7 to 8. ADLs are affected 7. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by standing, lying down, walking, and improved by nothing. So far he has had some X-rays, MRI, and CT scan. Initially at the BMC hospital where he was admitted on the day of accident. He was there for 3 days and ultimately left against medical advice. A CT scan and X-ray was done at DMC emergency room. Regarding the treatment, patient has seen Dr. Shukar and Dr. Bazi. Dr. Michael Schaefer. S-C-H-A-E-F-F-E-R. He has also seen Tasia Yaldo, Hala Kudo, K-A-D-O-U-H, Kleit, Kleit, beside Dr. Bazzi, Musa Bazzi, and Dr. Mustafa Shoker, as seen from the MAPS report. Regarding the, please review the records for the system review. And surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, employment status. Attorney Gary Golden. And personal history, ADLs, and a system review, as well as the diagnosis page. In physical examination, the blood pressure is 142 over 115, pulse 96, pulse ox is 99. The patient is an extremely obese guy, 310 pounds, and height is 6 feet 3 inches, 51-year-old African-American male, average build, good nutrition, obese, alert, oriented, operative and conscious, sitting comfortably. Patient is well-built. Hydration is good. Does not appear to be in acute distress or shortness of breath or severe pain phases. Patient does appear to be overtly anxious, looking for pain medicines. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without having any adaptive devices. The gait is not antalgic. Rest of the exam will come from the template, including neurological examination, psychiatric exam, musculature exam, and gait. They're all normal. And in the musculoskeletal inspection, palpation is normal. Please use the template. Spine tenderness is noticed from L3, 4, 5, and S1, and bilateral SI joint. In the range of motion of the cervical spine, the paravertebral muscles are not in spasm. The trapezius and quadratus lumbar muscles are not in spasm. The range of motion of the cervical spine is very much limited due to the surgery. Forward flexion is 30, extension is 30, bilateral side flexion is 30, and bilateral rotation is 30. The lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, bilateral rotation is 10. Upper extension was not painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. The cervical spine Hoffman sign is negative. Rest of the signs could not be tested as the patient has a severe pain in the cervical spine due to fusion and did not attempt extreme maneuvers, MANEUVERS. Thoracic spine root test lump test was not tested. In the lumbar spine, also we could not test the rest of the straight leg raising test, or Budzinski Kernick test, contralateral leg raise test, Bregard test. They were not tested. CAM test was not tested. CAM Budzinski sign was not tested. In the SI joint also, we could not test rest of the testing for manipulation for pain, but there was a general tenderness more on the left side than the right. Extremities examination was unremarkable or any positive findings. No pedal edema, normal circulation, normal reflexes. Please review the record for the diagnosis and plan of care comes from the template treatment plan. Physical therapy is on hold until we can get the previous records of physical therapy describing need for further therapy. Non-narcotic pharmaceutical medications are on hold. Narcotic pain medication is on hold until we have the MRIs from Basha and other records available. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referred to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records and medical records are on have been requested, and once they are available, the treatment plan will be updated. Interventional pain procedures are not being recommended. Surgical options, patient is already seeing a neurosurgery and spine surgery, and he can continue seeing them. Referred to neuropsych not warranted. Attended care caseworker not warranted. Investigation, no new investigation is being ordered. DMEs, patient already has all the DMEs. Education is yes. And disability has not been provided since patient has all extreme amount of medical records to be made available to us. Follow-up visit will be in 7 days and direct contact is yes. Thank you.